This week's edition of Save Our Pets with Sybil Sookup from the Humane Society of North Iowa is made possible through the support of CG Public Health. This is Tom Martin with KCMR Radio, and once again I am talking with Sybil Sookup from the Humane Society of North Central Iowa. We've covered quite a few pets over the past, a year and a half? And I know you still have a lot of, your census is probably high. I think you said this is probably the highest time of year for you.
Yeah, as we go into spring, we start to see a lot more kitties coming in. We have, right now, we have for adoption, we have 78 cats and 32 dogs.
Okay.
But we have a few kitties that have, we have a few cats that have been given birth to kittens that are not listed for adoption yet on our page. So we actually have more cats than that in our shelter that's just not listed on our page.
Okay, who would you like to highlight this week?
Well, I thought I'd highlight a beautiful kitty named Cloud. She is all white and fluffy, just like a cloud. She is a petite little kitty who came in as a stray last fall. And surprised that nobody called to claim her, because she's just a very beautiful cat. And, you know, I grew up with a white kitty named Angel, and so I have an affinity for white kitties.
Sure.
And they're very uncommon. We don't often get white cats in the shelter. And, you know, there's in the cat world, there's a variety of colors and shapes and markings. But white cats make up about only 5% of the cat population. So it's kind of a rarity to have an all-white cat. Now, Cloud is a white cat, so less than 5% of the cats, domestic cats, are white. So she's already a rare kitty herself. But she's a white cat with blue eyes, which is even more rare.
Oh, okay.
So she's really a one-of-a-kind kitty. And she's, you know, here at the shelter waiting to be adopted. She's a little shy because, you know, the shelter can be a little bit scary for kitties sometimes. You know, there's a lot of cats here and a lot of vying for attention. And so she comes off a little bit standoffish a little bit. But once you get to know her, she really comes out of her shell. And she's just kind of a quiet girl. And she'd love to have a home where she can just kind of blossom and come out of her shell a little bit. She likes to have her ears rubbed, and she'll sometimes let people pet her belly. And I think that once she's adopted, she will definitely, her true personality will come out, and she'll really have a chance to shine.
So what's the best way for people to go about looking into adopting Cloud?
Well, I encourage you to go on our website and check out photos of her right now, because she's such a pretty little kitty. Our website is hsni.org. That's HSNI as in Humane Society, North Iowa, .org. You can scroll through all of our cat listings to find her. Her name is Cloud. Or on the right-hand side of our homepage, there's a search bar, and you can search for her name, which is Cloud. Or you can come see her in person. We're open Tuesday through Friday from noon to 4, and come in and see her. She'd love to make some new friends, and she'd love to find her forever home. She's such a pretty dainty little girl, and like I said, a real one-of-a-kind, a white cat with blue eyes, and they are ice blue. I mean, really beautiful. So, truly one-of-a-kind kitty.
Sounds like a Scandinavian cat there with those markings.
Maybe.
Very appropriate for this area.
Yes.
Well, my thanks as always to Sybil Sookup, the Executive Director of the Humane Society of North Iowa, talking to us today about a nice white cat with blue eyes named Cloud. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Are you looking for a forever pet? CG Public Health wants to encourage you to adopt a dog or cat from the Humane Society of North Iowa. They have hundreds of dogs and cats available for adoption. If you are looking for a new furry family member or foster pet, we ask that you consider adopting a rescue pet. This episode of Save Our Pets is underwritten by CG Public Health.